Here's your midday brief for Friday, April 9th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Amazon employees in Alabama have voted not to unionize, according to a Wall Street Journal tally of votes. The union effort sparked a national debate over working conditions at Amazon facilities. The results mark a victory for the online retailer, which had battled against the labor organizing efforts. By midday, Amazon's shares were up about 1.5%. The Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine is going to be harder to come by in the U.S. next week. Doses of the one-shot treatment are expected to plunge by more than 80%. Week-to-week fluctuations in supply are common, but beyond some manufacturing challenges, it isn't clear why next week's supply is decreasing so sharply. J&J did recently experience a production problem at a manufacturer's plant in Baltimore, but that plant hasn't been authorized to supply doses for the U.S. And Prince Philip, husband of Queen Elizabeth II, has died at age 99. The Duke of Edinburgh had spent a month in the hospital earlier this year for treatment of a pre-existing heart condition. He was the oldest ever male member of the British royal family. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.